Did you see the couple of messages online?
I did actually. Those are some of the messages actually that I was referring to about how can you be so insensitive? So many couples want children, and here you are doing this. Insensitive, insensitive, Kerry, you are this, you are that, you are this, you are that. Judge, 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 rude, rude, rude.
Well, you know what? I want to ask this question then. All right, so we have a WhatsApp. You can leave a voice note and give us your name as well. First name, you can remain sort of pseudo anonymous. Our number is 076-251-2360. Leave us a voice note on our WhatsApp, 076-251-2360. Here's the question this morning, and I want to talk to men and women who have chosen to be child-free, who have chosen not to breed. Do you think it's natural for some people not to want children?
It's not unnatural to not want children. I also don't want children. At first I did when I was younger, because that's what I thought women are supposed to do. But now I've got so many things going for me, and I don't see myself being with somebody. So if that person wants a child, I'm not going to do it for myself because I don't want them. I'm going to do it for him because my husband wants him. But honestly speaking, I'm not really the most maternal person. Fine, kids like me. I like them, but I don't want my kids of my own. I'm that type of person who can spend the whole day with the kid.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's totally forgotten. It's not my child. And I prefer it that way.
I think, Kerry, you're not alone on that thought.
Yeah, and my sister says that sometimes we make the best aunts because we're sleeping through the night.
Yeah.
We get to go home to our uncovered swimming pools or whatever, and you've got all your energy to help other people with their kids.
Hi guys, just want to say I love your show. Absolutely phenomenal in the morning.
Thanks.
Just the thing on Kerry, don't worry about those judgmental people. Having a child is a personal choice. It's not an easy choice to make on whether to have kids or not, but just because you don't want to have kids, you know, it's your choice.
You should never have to apologize for your own decisions, for your personal choices. And I have one child and I love it to bits, and I would never change it for the world. But I think also if I had to go back, I wouldn't have.
Hey, TK.
Is there someone on their way to school going, Mommy? Was that you, Mommy?
Good morning, Kerry. My name is Kate. I am 38 and I have never been married and I don't have any children. I've never really had the desire to. I've traveled the world. Mm-hmm. I have 6 degrees.
Wow.
Jeez. I have really enjoyed my life.
Overachiever.
And you know what? All the people that I've seen breeding can't look after their kids, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, look very, very unhappy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't regret a thing in my life. So don't worry. It is completely...
Wow.
Anything I got out of there, 6 degrees.
Good morning, Sky. This is Ketsa from Glencoe. I think it's being selfish because... You also were given an opportunity to experience life. So, yeah, I think for me, I would support having a child, maybe 2 or 3. Yeah, just for them to come and experience what I've experienced.
Well, there you go, hearing from both sides there.
We can get those 2 or 3 that are sitting somewhere in a foster home and waiting for a family to choose them.
I feel like that was directed at me. Is it Good Morning Sky?
Yeah.
Like...
It's your upbringing.
He should have just started that voice message with, who's your daddy?
Kerry and Sky, East Coast Breakfast.